My name is Candace Corrigan. Welcome to the Nashville Nobody Knows, featuring great music usually found outside the mainstream radio machine. For the last year, I have been producing a popular podcast, and this program has been sponsored by MailSteward, the ultimate solution for archiving your email on a Mac. I want to take some time out from regular production schedule to interview the creator and CEO of MailSteward, John Seward. Welcome to this interview, John.
Thank you, Candace.
And I would like to say what I have expressed before. MailSteward is a program that I use every single day. I consider it invaluable in the maintaining of this podcast. But, you know, when I say an email archival system, what do you mean by an email archival system?
Well, basically, what I mean is copying all your email into a real live database that you can store large volumes of email and be able to search them quickly and easily, much more efficiently than you can in the typical email client.
Such as Apple Mail?
Yeah, Apple Mail or Microsoft Entourage or Eudora. They're not really designed to hold volumes of email like 25,000 or 100,000 emails and let you search them in all sorts of different ways. They have fairly primitive facilities for all of that.
So when you search an email in MailSteward, what are the kinds of searches that you can do?
Well, you can specify a date range, and then you can search in any of the fields, the from email address, the to email address, the subject field, the body field, even the names of attachments. And you can also tag your email and search by the tags and combine that with a search on the fields of the email itself.
So I could say, give me all the email that mention the word Venezuela.
Yeah, that mentioned the word Venezuela, that went to my email address between such and such a date and such and such a date.
Or say, I want all of the email that mentioned the Lewis contract.
Exactly. You can go back and say, I know I had a bunch of email referring to this, and now I'm in some sort of legal conflict about it. I know that the approximate date range that it was in, and I know this guy's email address, so I can search for all the email from or to this guy that mentioned the word contract or anything like that.
Or you don't even really have to remember the email address.
Yeah, that's true. All you need to remember really is just a piece of the email address, some sort of unique string. If his name is George Smith, you know, and that's part of his email address, you can just type in George.
Or Sally.
Exactly.
This is a burgeoning business, this archival email systems business. I did a little bit of research, and it is estimated that it is growing in the last 3 years from 2004 from a $450 million business to an almost $3 billion business by the end of 2007. That is quite a jump. Yet, you know, it makes some sense. Tell me, how did you conceive of this program?
Well, I conceived of it for my own personal use. I had a long-standing correspondence with a good friend of mine in which we discussed all sorts of political and philosophical issues, and I wanted to be able to print out a record of that conversation. So I wound up creating a little program that put my email in a database, and then I could pick out this conversation, get all the email from him or to him, and sort it chronologically and formatted in a nice way. And that's actually the original reason why I did it for myself. And only later did I think, you know, this could be a commercial product. And so I created a product with a nice interface that I could sell on the internet. And then since then, MailSteward has just evolved from feedback from my users who want this or that feature, and so I just basically do what they tell me. The software business is a combination between a product and a service, really. And so I'm constantly making updates to the software, primarily based on user feedback. In some ways, it's like being the IT department for this big corporation of people out there that are using the software.
And so your frequent updates, do they cost money outside that?
No, my policy has been that all registered users get free upgrades, and so they can go to the website anytime and enter their name and their order ID and get the latest version.
I know that you have recently been featured favorably in a Mac World article. Did you experience a sales jump at all after that article?
Yeah, there was quite a significant rise in sales. It was in the March issue of Mac World.
March 2006?
That's right. And it put Mail Stewart on the map to a certain extent. We got quite a bit of traffic and uptick in sales from that.
Well, speaking of sales, what does Mail Stewart cost?
It's $49.95. That huge market you were talking about is mostly large corporations that pay thousands of dollars for software to keep track of their email, which they have to do because of new laws and regulations that they have to conform to. But the target for Mail Stewart is really more small to medium businesses and professional people. And it gives you all the same kind of facility that these software systems costing thousands of dollars give you. Of course, it only runs on a Mac.
What about a site license?
We have a site license. It's $400, which entitles you to run Mail Stewart for up to 50 users.
That's a deal. Up to 50 users for $400. And do you have sales outside the U.S.?
Actually, almost half of my sales are outside the U.S. I have a lot of sales in England and Australia and Canada and France and Germany and Italy and Asia and all over the world, really.
When you archive your email, say in Swedish or Greek, your program recognizes those characters?
Yeah, it handles all of the different languages, including Japanese and Chinese characters and all the diacritical marks of some of the European languages.
So you create a separate email database of up to how many emails with attachments?
Well, I have some customers that have over 100,000 emails. My own personal database is around 26,000. And there's really no upper limit on it except for performance. And the performance, of course, depends on the quantity of email and also what kind of hardware you're running it on. But if it gets too slow for you, you can always divide it up into separate databases according to date range or some other criteria.
How long does an average loading of all of the email take? Let's say 5,000. How long would that take me to put it into my computer?
You mean 5,000 emails? Well, that of course, it depends on what kind of hardware you're running it on. It'll be slower on a G3 than it will be on one of the new Intel Macs. But 5,000 emails, I would guess on a fairly recent Macintosh, it would probably take 15 minutes or so. But once you've got it in the database, of course, the searches are quite fast.
As in how many minutes?
It's usually a few seconds.
On your website, you have a chart that shows the difference between Mail Stewart and other email archiving programs. What do you think is the chief difference between yours and other systems?
Well, there are no real other systems that provide the same functionality as Mail Stewart. Storing large volumes of email let you search it in all kinds of different ways. There are a few systems that just basically copy your raw email files into another directory so that you have a backup and things like that. But there's nothing really in direct competition with Mail Stewart. You know, another important aspect of Mail Stewart is that it protects your data. A big problem in the information age now is that data formats become obsolete. And so you may be using some mail program and then they go out of business and they're using a proprietary file format, as Microsoft does, and you can have a hard time getting your data back if it's in one of those formats. One of the things that Mail Stewart does is once you have all your email in the Mail Stewart database, you can export it in a number of different standard formats, either as plain text or as another database file or in the standard Unix MBOX format or in the tab delimited file or even an SQL file that you can import into MySQL or some other relational database. So it makes your data safe. You can always get it back in some format that will be readable by other software.
John Seward, thank you for your time, for explaining about email archiving and about mailsteward.com. Listeners, my next show will feature Three Ring Circle, trio combining acoustic instrument prowess with rock and roll and jazz sensibilities and bluegrass and folk and three guys at the top of their game. I will put it up in a few days, and I will see you here then on the very next Nashville Nobody Knows.